Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday night for the third time this weekend. We're going live, but no game to react to because they already happened. Ole Miss punched their ticket to Omaha. Had to wait, though, to find out who they were going to be playing. We now know in game one, it'll be North Carolina. We will find out tomorrow what time. I would bet. I mean, if I know the TV networks, and, you know, sometimes I don't. But if I know the TV networks, they would rather Ole Miss North Carolina be game one. Game two, the night game, the primetime game of Friday night in the College World Series. That would be my guess. I'll probably be wrong now that I said that, but if I had to guess, it's going to be the night game on Friday, which runs into the start of the World Cup game, by the way. And I know you guys don't really care about that. Some of you do, not all of you do, but if Ole Miss and North Carolina start at 7, the World Cup game starts at 8, and that's not good for me. Most of you guys don't care, but that's not good for me. I don't want that crossover. I want to be able to just stress about the United States national team in peace. I don't need to be having to two-screen that. But anyway, that is what my guess is. If you guys want College World Series gear, you play at 2 o'clock. Are you sure? Has that been announced? We're going to find out officially tomorrow. So I don't want to, are you seeing that somewhere? Because, I mean, that would be nice from a timing perspective. But as I understand it, we're not going to find out until tomorrow. So help me out. Where did you see that? We're starting the podcast off with misinformation. If I said that we don't know. And, I mean, even the Ole Miss website has TBA, which, again, they're probably just waiting for the announcement. But let me know. Came by email from the Ole Miss Alumni Association. I get emails from Ole Miss, though. Let me check. That would be good to know as I welcome you into the podcast. Look at us. We're just going through this together. I'm also not a member of the Alumni Association, though. I only get the athletics PR emails. So, okay. Well, Larry, if that's what they said in the email, then there you go. That's what they said. So 2 o'clock. I'm surprised by that. I don't know why the TV network would want that as opposed to the other game there. I don't quite understand that one, but so be it. It'll go official tomorrow, but if Larry right here in the comments is to be believed, Ole Miss will play at 2 o'clock on Friday. Good. No World Cup crossover. I'm glad you guys are here. If you want College World Series gear, go to the College Corner. I tweeted the link out, but you just go to their website, collegecornerstore.com. They immediately had a full line of really good-looking merch. There's a lot of, like, championship merch that other apparel providers will just slap out there, and it's garbage and clearly low quality. The College Corner stuff, the line looks really good. And so check it out, collegecornerstore.com. Like and subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff right here on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. The month of May was also unbelievable on the podcast feed. So thank you guys for that. Also, don't see that in the email. Game time has not been officially set. Okay. I'm still betting 7. We have dueling information in the comments right now. That's kind of the whole point of this, right? But my bet 7, and my bet is that I'm going to have to watch baseball while also stressing over the World Cup game. I'm very excited for the World Cup. I'm not excited to have to two-screen the World Cup. And I will stop saying World Cup after that one right there. North Carolina. So we now know North Carolina is going to be Ole Miss's opponent in game one of the College World Series. I am with you guys. I see it in the comments. We'll get to it in a second. If I were Ole Miss, I'm not, obviously. If I were Ole Miss, I would throw Taylor Rabe in game one. He has been unbelievable lately. I mean, you can make an argument that he has pitched like the best pitcher in America over the last few weeks. That's who I would start in game one. I don't think you're going to see Taylor Rabe start in game one. I think Hunter Elliott's going to get the ball against North Carolina. He got the ball in game one in the Super Regional. That's not changing. It's going to be Hunter Elliott in game one. But looking over at North Carolina, I mean, anybody that makes it to Omaha obviously is quote unquote hot, right? This could be applied to anybody, but this is a very solid, good baseball team. And it looks like from like an outside looking in glance, I'll be honest with you, I've not locked in and watched a whole lot of North Carolina baseball this season. But looking at their schedule, I mean, they have some nice series wins. They have a series win over Georgia Tech. They obviously won their regional and a super regional. This is a good and solid baseball team. So look, they swept Notre Dame, who I think was ranked at the time. They have that series win over Georgia Tech, who was the number two team in the country. They have a series win at Duke. Well, I guess Duke was a little down this year, but won a series against NC State, who made the field. Solid ball club. They do a lot of things good. Looking at their lineup, it looks like there's a lot of balance in this lineup. You've got only two guys in the lineup that are hitting over 300, but Owen Hull's hitting 390 with 81 RBI. And then I believe it's Jake Schaefner is hitting 360 as well. But they've got a lot of guys that are everyday starters. Three of them have an OPS over 1,000. You have 1, 2, 3 with an OPS of 900. This is a balanced offense. There's not like one guy that has outstanding, like incredible power, but they have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys with double digit home runs. Another one with 9, another one with 7, another one with 6. So a nice balance of power there in this lineup that looks like that they will put pressure on Ole Miss from top to bottom. The pitching situation for North Carolina is a little bit more interesting to me than what they have at the plate. Again, you look around, they're solid across the board, just a really good ball club. But their ace has been a guy named Ryan Lynch. He's a righty. Both of their two main pitchers are right-handers. But what's interesting about that part of it is Ryan Lynch is definitely not their best right-handed starting pitcher, but he's the guy that started game one of the regional and the super regional. And he's been hit at times this year. Lost game one of the super regional, went 5 2/3, gave up 4 runs in that one. Did in the regional go 7 complete, only 2 hits, but that was VCU. Against Pitt, his start before that only went 4 complete. Only 3 runs, but 9 hits, and only struck out 2 against Pitt. He didn't have a high strikeout rate, it seems. Only struck out 2 at NC State, a game in which he gave up 6 runs. He is, you've got a game in here at Duke where he only gave up 7 runs and 7 complete. Went 8 complete at Cal, only gave up 2 runs there. But by and large, I mean, he's not extending into games very much. He doesn't have a particularly high strikeout rate either. But that is the guy that has been starting game one. And I think that is huge for Ole Miss, because the other option is a guy named Jason DeCaro. And he's the one that in the regional, in the super regional, threw a complete game. He's got a 2.28 ERA. Opponents hit 233 off of him. This guy, his numbers are significantly better than that of Lynch. And, you know, that kind of sets up similarly to what Ole Miss is going to do to North Carolina as well. Taylor Rabe is the best starting pitcher for Ole Miss, but Hunter Elliott going to get the ball. Ryan Lynch, the guy going to get the ball, but it looks like DeCaro is the better pitcher. They also have a bullpen arm. And Caden Glauber, I believe is how you say his last name. Opponents at 184 off of him. They've got a couple of pretty high-level relief arms as well. McDuffie is another one. An opponent's only hit 208 off of him. It's solid ball club. And again, I don't know the depth of North Carolina the way that others do, I'm sure. But from a glance, it looks like they're solid. Top to bottom, really good. They're going to put pressure on you at the plate. Two righties going to start on the mound. Lynch is one that you want to see. And they've got a couple of super high-level relievers mixed in there as well. So, I mean, I like Ole Miss's chances with the way they pitch it. We'll see what happens. Well, we will see what happens. But you're here for you, not for me. So I want to read your comments. We'll do that after I tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. Anything that you need under one roof. And I truly mean anything that you need for your home, whether inside or outside of your home, or, you know, if you're looking for a great boot selection, they've got that clothes. The fishing aisle is awesome and robust, the cheapest beer in town, appliances and more, but also for the farm, for your hunting property, for your backyard, 0% on John Deere. This is all John Deere, 0% on zero turn mowers. That's 36 months, 5 series tractors. That's 84 months. Commercial mowers, that's 36 months. Compact tractors at 72 months. Even if you want a Gator, you know, bad deal here on the Gator, just 1.9% on any John Deere Gator there at Scruggs. When you go, tell them it was me that sent you there. 3575 Tom Watson Drive, just outside of Tupelo. If you're anywhere in North or Northeast Mississippi and you need to do a home or farm or yard or hunting property or land project, that is where you need to go. Also, Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500 for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Anywhere in Mississippi, auto, home, life, or business insurance, give them a call. It's worth a phone call. Even if you have insurance, you're going to want a better rate. You're going to want great service, and you'll get that with Logan Smith at Shelter, 601-823-3500. Also, Pete Golding got a flip this weekend. So that was good. Flipped a athlete from Oklahoma. Committed to Oklahoma, flipped to Ole Miss. I am curious, by the way. So there's two things that are unfolding here. In the last, you know, what, 16 months or so, the men's basketball team made the Sweet 16. The women's made the Sweet 16. College football playoff run. Omaha run in baseball. A regional host was mixed in there, although that ended in disappointment, I guess. But you guys that are going to Omaha, how stressed is the bank account after the college football playoff run? I admire the heck out of you for being able to do that, by the way. But you just got done doing extra game in Oxford in a year where there was an extra home game anyway, right? So there were, what, 9 home games in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Then you did New Orleans. Then you did Phoenix. Now you're going to have to go to Omaha. And that is after, not too terribly long ago, a lot of you went to a Sweet 16 game or games as well. You know, it's great. Ole Miss Athletics is in a pretty unbelievable spot, and that's credit to a lot of people. Obviously, Keith Carter in charge of the department, and things have just been running so smooth in a lot of ways. But the problem with having a really good athletics department is you guys are having – I mean, at least your hotel points on your credit card are probably stacking up, right? You're going to get free flights eventually, maybe a vacation – to Hawaii with the wife or something, because my goodness, the amount of travel that you guys have had to do lately. And it's not like it's close travel. You got a break with New Orleans. That helped because that's drivable. But Phoenix, that's way the hell out there. And now Omaha is way the hell out there. Gosh, guys, I would say I feel bad for you, but I don't feel bad for you because it's awesome. But geez, just save those points as best you can, I guess, guys. Yeah. Anyway, what's up? Watched most of the game yesterday at a friend's wedding on the phone. Oh, I hate that. But also, you will remember watching it at that wedding more than if you were just at a bar, I think. Had to be quiet during the two homers because speeches were being made at the reception. Oh, that's so funny. That is so funny. been a whale of an NCAA tournament, hasn't it? Oh, it's been so much more exciting than the basketball one this year. This year it has. They win their first game, like the chances to get to the finals, especially with Rabe on the hill. Especially with him on the hill. That entire pitching staff, if you look at Ole Miss's batting numbers in the regional and the super regional, they did not hit the baseball well. Really at all. Now, they had clutch moments, and that's the most important thing. It's not that if you get two hits in a game, it's where and when those two hits came that is more valuable. If you slap two singles in the first and third inning, well, who cares if you strike out in the seventh and ninth, right? So they had clutch hits, don't get me wrong, but the batting numbers were not good in either regional. Now, that is also a product of they played really good teams. I mean, there's this discourse that Ole Miss had an easy path right now. I mean, just laugh and ignore that. That is a joke. Not only did Ole Miss have to go on the road for all of it, how many three seeds had a Cole Carlone going in your first game of a regional that you beat? I mean, seriously, how many three seeds offered that anyway? And you had two power teams in your regional, and then you had to go to the SEC team that had the best ERA in the league, all of it on the road, and you didn't lose a game. That's just cope is what that is. There's no other word to use to describe that conversation surrounding Ole Miss's run to Omaha than cope. Because if you look at their path and you want to call that easy, you are only doing that to make yourself feel better. There is nothing easy about what they dealt with Carlone, going on the road and beating Nebraska, and then going on the road and beating Auburn and sweeping it. There's just nothing easy about what they did. Now, if you want to talk about how their bracket in Omaha is easy, well, sure, but these are a bunch of teams that made it to Omaha. Look at West Virginia's a wagon right now. Look at how good North Carolina, just solid North Carolina is. They're good at everything. I don't want to hear that either. Oh, well, they could get Troy. Well, Troy went to Florida and won a regional. You think that anyway, don't even entertain that discourse. Just laugh it off and write it off as cope, because that's all that it is. You still owe me a steel cage match? Bring it on, Pat. Bring it on. Currently in the stages of planning, making the trip to Omaha. Didn't go in 2022 and regret it still today. Go. Do it. Do not skip it again. Even if they don't go to the championship series or anything, you just want to be there. Do you see pictures of the European team that's playing in Greensboro and they look like they're melting? Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. England, they've had a really hard time with this. I've also learned, I mean, Twitter's just getting worse and worse every single day. It's just a hell site. But, like, you've got this whole debate about how it's embarrassing that America is hosting these teams in places like Chattanooga at the Baylor school. That goes to show you how not real life the internet is. Number one, Chattanooga is a cool place. Like, if you haven't been lately, it's really cool. They will like it. Two, the Baylor school is one of the more beautiful campuses anywhere in the world for a school. Like, the facilities are unbelievable. So, like, it's just, I get a get off the internet, man. I really do. It's, and by the way, the federations, the countries choose where they stay. But yeah, they're having a hard time with the heat here. You and your fiance will likely be present if they make it to the finals. You better. They won't do it, but I think Rabe should be seeing North Carolina. Cart before the horse, maybe, but I think this game one is the biggest hurdle between them and the championship series. Tend to agree. I don't think that's going to happen, but I agree. Any thoughts on what you saw from USC North Carolina today? Brutal foul ball to drop, no kidding. Nothing other than what I said there, I guess. As a casual soccer guy, I have to ask, what's a realistic goal for the United States this World Cup? Getting out of the group, for sure. But that's something that, especially now that they've expanded the knockout stage by 8 teams, definitely got to get out of the group. If they get to the quarters, it's a successful World Cup. If they get to the quarters, then it will be, yeah. I love the form that they're in right now, which scares the heck out of me. But these two warm-up games, I mean, Senegal, they're really good. Don't let the unfamiliar named country fool you. It's one of the best teams in the world, and obviously Germany. And our attack in particular looked outstanding. So hopefully that's a good omen for things to come. But yeah, I think if they get to the quarters, that's a good World Cup. The email says the College World Series will kick off on Friday, June 12th at 2 p.m. Stay tuned for more information regarding official game times and tickets. So, okay, I can see where the confusion came. What I think that's saying is that's when the College World Series will begin, not that that's when Ole Miss will start. But again, by the time 99% of the people that are consuming this podcast are listening, it would have already been announced. So maybe I just cut that first segment out altogether. Probably not. Hunter Elliott's the first Rebel to have repeat Omaha appearances since. I do not know that answer. If you do, tell me. Imagine 2 weeks ago telling people in Mississippi that one school of the three playoff teams go to the World Series is Ole Miss. Yeah, it really helps when you pitch it the way they do. I have a three-parter ask pertaining to the Georgia State Super. First on how great and entertaining it was. Second on how Georgia is a wagon. And third on how to evaluate what State did this season. I'm super entertaining. Home runs everywhere. Kind of have questions about the ballpark, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of those were absolute tank bombs, right? I don't want to take that away from both teams, but there's a couple of times where you wonder if the dimensions of the ballpark are leading to that. But Georgia is an absolute wagon. I think that the only thing that may get them is, you know, they're so good everywhere. I mean, they're the best team in the country, but like their pitching maybe isn't as good as that lineup is, maybe. How to evaluate what State did this season? That's a fascinating question. Because if you just, on the surface, new coach goes to a super regional in year one, you would think, yeah, okay, make sure. Spent a lot of money on this team. A lot of money is being invested into baseball at Mississippi State. Their fans want that, so they get that. You got to do what your fans want, ultimately. And they spent a lot of money on this team. And what, they won 4 SEC series this year. The only series that they won against a quote-unquote good team this season, series, multiple games against the same team, not a regional, was Ole Miss. Otherwise, they kind of feasted on bad. And even their regional, I mean, if you want to look at their regional draw, that's as favorable as a draw as a host as you can get. So it's an interesting conversation. They're going to return a lot on the mound. Pitching depth in particular was a problem for them. Bullpen was not good. It was a good baseball team, and they ran into Georgia, right? Georgia's an absolute wagon. If they'd have gotten some other draws, they probably would have had a different result in the Super. But again, I mean, in the regular season, they only beat one quote-unquote good team all year, and it was Ole Miss. So expectations are super high, possibly even irrationally high. But when you're sinking as much money as they are into baseball, super regionals are not going to be looked at as praiseworthy. Think there will be no more Fire Bianco talk for at least a year. Well, somebody in the comments literally last night was like, now we'll never get rid of him. It's like, man, you know, they won a championship in 22. They got back to Omaha in 26. I think things are fine, you know? I think it's fine. This run has changed the conversation, the feeling, et cetera, around that discussion. But yeah, I mean, we're not even entertaining it anymore. Not for a while. In your opinion, best uniform game in existence? Yeah, Nike needs to lock it up, though. The way they've done the baseball uniforms is sad, but if I told you North Carolina Ole Miss is a conference game in 3 years, are you shocked? In 3 years? Possibly. If you gave me a couple more, no, I'm not shocked at all. If you give Elliott the ball, he just goes out and battles and they win. Could be testing that perfect 7-0 postseason record against North Carolina. I mean, yeah, they're not. It's a conversation worth having, but also because it's not going to happen, maybe it's not worth having, if that makes sense. Like, there's no point of even debating it. And now that I've said that, Taylor Rabe's going to get the ball in game one. So there you go. But do you think Ole Miss, North Carolina, or West Virginia will be the favorite on the left side of the bracket? Ooh, who will be the betting favorite? I think Ole Miss will be the betting favorite. Call me crazy, though. They would be who I would bet on. For whatever that may be worth to you. Seeing any team outside of the SEC, I'd take my chances if I'm Ole Miss, especially not seeing a lefty. Is Ole Miss going to essentially buy out the Jello Shot Challenge to topple LSU if they stay through the semis? Here's the problem. The Jello Shot thing's been ruined. It's been ruined. It's not fun anymore because it was organic at the time. And then people started calling in purchases, and then you got a billionaire involved. That it used to be organic, where you had to go to the bar, buy it, they put it up on the board. It got co-opted, and it's just not the same. The record is flawed. Is that fair? No, maybe not, but the record is flawed. Once you get billionaires involved, inflating the numbers just for the sake of inflating the numbers and not doing it organically. Nope. Just doesn't count. At least I don't think so. Slightly nervous about this series. The Tar Heels have been very good in getting to Omaha in recent years. We'll see what happens, though. Am I trying to grow a beard? No, I just haven't shaved in a couple days. No, it's laziness is what that is. I am not trying. It would not look good. It does not look good. Alabama and Oklahoma currently in rain delays, but they will be dogpiling at some point tonight. Credit to Skip Johnson and Rob Vaughn. They are great coaches. Yes, they are. Carpooling to Omaha. That's the best way. It's going to be a long, long, long trip, though. Stop a lot. Just stop a lot. It's more fun that way. You're not in a hurry, right? Hope it's the first game because the tickets are much cheaper. The SEC games, the certain SEC games, though, never going to be as cheap as you want them to be. Baseball national title this year would be just the cherry on top of the ice cream. No kidding. Auburn was so good on the mound. Credit to their pitching staff for Ole Miss. Credit to the pitching staff for Ole Miss for stepping up. Led the SEC in ERA. Only SEC team with a sub-4 ERA. Don't get this idea that Georgia beating State was the, quote, national championship, end quote. State was a good team who only really beat one good team all year. Their offense was elite and pushed Georgia. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't buy that either. Especially when you're 0-6 against that team. You can't say that. I'm sorry. There are too many good teams still left to say that you, the 14 seed, would have won the national championship if not for Georgia. I'm sorry. I can't get there. Can we stop giving the Big Ten teams the benefit of the doubt when it comes to baseball? Very likely they'll have no teams in Omaha. Nebraska, UCLA, both eliminated in home regionals, overrated. Yeah, I guess Oregon's going to get beat too, huh? Heart-crushing for USC. They're one out away from Omaha, and boom, Oppo Field RBI, game over. Tar Heels face the Rebels, but their catcher was literally crying. Soul-crushing, man. Yeah, shades of Arkansas. 2022 Omaha is one of the coolest experiences of your life. Yeah, and the number of people that were at the back-to-back-to-back home runs, that number just keeps growing every year. The tweet that Lionel Messi played at Kyle Field before Georgia did is hilarious. Did you see what A&M did, by the way? Did you see what they did? So they had Marcel Reed in the tunnel to meet with Messi, and Messi clearly had no idea who he was. Not a clue. But, you know, A&M had a jersey that Marcel Reed signed for some reason to give to Messi. And it wasn't a Messi jersey. It was a Marcel Reed jersey that they gave to Messi. They didn't give him an, you know how sometimes like when a championship team goes to the White House, they'll put the president's name on the jersey and give it to him, stuff like that. You would think that A&M would have made a custom Messi jersey to give to him. No, they gave him a Marcel Reed jersey. That is the weirdest thing. Here, I'll show it to you. This is so weird, guys. I gotta fight. Look at this. Why would you do that? He doesn't know or care who Marcel Reed is. College football fans don't even really know or care who Marcel Reed is, let alone Messi, as he's getting ready for the World Cup. What are we doing? Gator Buddy said Florida baseball will be back next year. I'm not too harsh on him because he also said Ole Miss has a shot at the chip. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Florida's back next year. Run by a... They'll be... Yeah. They'll be back soon. Why didn't VHS get a shot at hosting World Cup games? If Baylor can host, why not? Well, Baylor's not hosting a World Cup game. All the World Cup games are in NFL stadiums. But like Auburn had a warm-up game. I don't know. I'm curious to see if Ole Miss ever engaged in the possibility of hosting a country in Oxford for their home base. I mean, you've got, I guess Rutgers is hosting somebody, but you've got these teams scattered all over the country choosing their home bases. I would love to know if Ole Miss said, hey, yeah, you can train here and hold up here for the time you're at the World Cup. I'd be curious to know if they ever engaged in that. I do think that these games would be cooler in college towns and college stadiums, but logistically that's tough. I know that, you know, there's, you know, 100,000 people that go to, you know, Ohio State games, even though that's a big place. That's not a good example. There's 64,000 people that go to Ole Miss games, and Ole Miss is used to that. But when people are traveling to these games from all around the world, they don't quite understand that you might have to get a hotel in Tupelo. You know, it's a little bit different when you can have them in the big cities to where everything can happen within the confines of the city, and it's easy for everybody that wants to go. But I do think, I mean, just picture this for a second. Spain and whoever the hell, because, you know, the United States games will definitely get played in the big cities, but Spain probably too. But the Spain Cabo Verde game, how cool would that be for the Spain fans to be in Oxford and on the square and like the university set up like all kinds of stuff around the stadium and have it, you know, like how cool would that be? I don't know if logistically it's possible at Ole Miss and in Oxford, but if I were Keith Carter and somebody in that office, I would kind of look into considering that. I mean, you've had these college campuses host these international soccer games with these European teams, like these Premier League teams. You've had hockey in stadiums and stuff, and I think that Ole Miss should try to get involved in that. I mean, even things like Banana Ball. Concerts are great, but you've had Morgan Wallen already cancel one, and then now you've had another one get canceled. Maybe lean into the sports side of using your venues for unique sporting events. I don't know. Auburn seemed to have a pretty good atmosphere for baseball. Plainsman Park looks excellent, though their fans definitely looked nervous. Yeah, they did. Yeah, the Baylor School has a couple of soon-to-be Ole Miss players, too. Guys, if you have not seen the Baylor School's campus, look at it. It'll absolutely blow your mind. How would you rank the eight teams based on how much fans will travel? Let's see. I mean, I think Ole Miss is one, right? Ole Miss is one, Texas. Ole Miss one, Texas two. Is it West Virginia three? I mean, the whole town of Morgantown is going to go. I think that's going to be kind of a unique thing. Putting them ahead of Georgia is maybe stupid, but you guys saw it. I think West Virginia is really going to travel there. Maybe I'm crazy. Ole Miss, Texas, North Carolina, West Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, Troy. Maybe that's it. Texas, Georgia is going to be a treat in the first round. No kidding. Fun fact, the last time the World Cup happened, won the baseball title. I'm just saying. Yeah. Although they weren't at the same time, remember, that World Cup was played in Qatar, and because FIFA's corrupt, they had to play it in the winter because they can't play in the summer, obviously, there. Imagine saying Hunter Elliott would have a 5.15 ERA and they make Omaha. Ooh, I'll do you one better. I mean, look at some of the hitting stats. Hunter Elliott's going to have a 5.15 ERA. Ole Miss is going to be at the bottom in the country in strikeout rate. Let's see. I mean, there's a few more of these that we can throw out at you. They're only going to have two players hit. And I know, you know, batting average is not always the thing, but they're only going to have two players hit 300. There's another one. Austin Fawley, especially, is going to hit 233. They have a rotating cast of characters and left. I mean, there's so many things that if you look at this team on the surface, you're like, I don't know. And then they just did it. They pitched it well, clutch hits at the right time. Pano came on as a really quality defender. Things worked out. Looking forward to work this week. Work in Hattiesburg with a lot of Southern Miss and State fans. Ooh. Five SEC teams, one ACC team, one Sun Belt team, one Big 12 team in Omaha. It's almost like the leagues that care actually get there. The Big 10 schools play nobody. Georgia's ace got tagged quite a bit. Aoki was really good but couldn't finish today. Be curious to see what Haydad says on the radio show. He picked them to win the national title, and if you told him this preseason, he'd probably say underachievement. Yeah, I mean, it'll be the two things can be true at once. They ran into Georgia again. He did pick them to lose this weekend, though. He did pick them to lose this series. It'll be more Ole Miss focused tomorrow, though, as opposed to, we'll have to do both, obviously, but tomorrow will be more about who made it to Omaha and less about who didn't. I feel like he can get his control in order. He can win game one. Oh, he can win any game. Man, he still has that stuff in him where he can shut down any lineup. It has not been consistent, but he can. How much has the Mangrum hire affected the past 2 years? How about everything? Oh, my gosh. The step forward that Rabe and Hooks have taken, just those two guys alone have been awesome. Can someone tell me why Townsend wouldn't start game one? He He has not been his best lately. Rabe has been the best pitcher on the staff lately. But Elliott's the seasoned veteran and the season-long ace. I mean, Townsend is, I think, exactly where he needs to be right now. Mike from Oxford will be there. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Story time. I was the best man at my friend's wedding. The wedding was ending as game 1 and 22 was going on. Met my dad in New Albany and drove through the night to get there for game 2. That's incredible. The Marcel Reed jersey sounds like the average inflated ego of the Aggie Colt. I mean, are you serious with that? What's the SEC paid out per school for making the College World Series? I have no idea. Let's see. Let's see what Google says. This can't be right. It says the NCAA does not pay direct cash prizes or winning bonuses to teams or athletes for making or winning the College World Series. Instead of individual prize money, the NCAA covers the travel and lodging costs for teams during the tournament. And you wonder why they lose in court all the time. And you wonder why, anyway. We don't need to get into that tonight, but that's why. It's stuff like that. Because everybody else in college sports made money except for the players. And now that the players have started making money, everybody in college sports that was wildly inefficient and overspending on everything is freaking out and begging Congress for help. And it's a disaster. Instead of biting the bullet and collectively bargaining long before the Austin case, long before any of that, when they knew this was coming, they chose to just double and triple and quadruple and whatever down. That's why this is happening, because everybody else profited but the players, and that's why they lose in court all the time. It's all their fault, and they should have seen this coming, and they didn't. I don't need to say anymore. We've already litigated that a ton. Obviously, they should put a World Cup game in Jackson. Didn't think the turnout for the Post Malone Jelly Roll concert was going to be good. Saw online they were having issues selling tickets. Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, an issue selling tickets for a big name country act in a stadium in this state earlier this summer. How much is Georgia actually going to travel to Omaha? Probably not much. Say West Virginia ahead of them for the novelty. Oklahoma and Bama will bring none, and Troy is Troy. Yeah, the entire state of West Virginia roots for them, not just Morgantown. They'll travel well. Yeah, they will. Troy will bring more than Oklahoma. Oklahoma returned a portion of their 600 ticket allotment in 22. Yeah, there's a story that I think I've told you guys before, but somebody I know ran into a member of the Oklahoma Athletic Department during game 1 of the National Championship Series. And the guy that worked at Oklahoma said to him, he pointed at the crowd and said, "We're not ready for this," talking about their move to the SEC. Brian Randall's been a significant difference maker for this team in the postseason. Keep playing him. Yeah, I don't care about matchups. He's in the lineup every day. Gotta be. Why does the curtain rod look straight? Because I got one. You think? I got one. I fixed it. I had to. I was sick of looking at it. Do you think Bianco could be catching a second or third win with the hire of Mangrum, getting the portal better figured out now, making Omaha after those two awful years and the Murray State upset? Maybe so. Maybe so. It seems like I can't quantify this, but it seems like he's loosened up some. Wonder if they showed Messi the yell leaders. Could you imagine what he would think about those? What's crazy? This is another one. You're right. They whiffed on Pacella, and they really whiffed on Libert too. So Elliott's going to have a bad year for him. They're going to have two guys hit 300. Big portal pickup in Pacella, not going to work out at all. He's not playable, basically. Libert's going to lose his weekend role. I mean, there was a lot of things that this team needed to be good that didn't happen, and they still ended up being good. Just different guys stepped up at the right time, and again, the emergence of Rabe and Cade Townsend has been just – that's been it. That's been it. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be live on Tuesday, and then remember – I am going out of town, as I explained last night. Little man has not seen his cousins in well over a year. We canceled Christmas because of the college football playoff. This is just when everybody could get together, so this is when we're getting together. And I'm not going to miss that. So I'm sorry. We're not going to do a post-game Friday live anyway. I'm sorry about that. I can't do that again. I'm sick of, there's nothing I can do about this all the time, but I'm sick of my son knowing his family through the phone. So I will have something for you Thursday. My goal is to record an interview with somebody tomorrow that we will play for you Thursday, to give you something there. And then I will be back Sunday. So yeah, not the same this weekend, but I'll still do something for you. I promise. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you on Tuesday night. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You deserve it. And I'll see you Tuesday.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.